The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I am just being thoroughly entertained by the shock, the outrage, the indignation by Democratic leaders over the fact that President Trump did not inform them of this raid that resulted in the death of al-Baghdadi. And I'm being absolutely serious, and I hope nonpartisan. Considering the leaks from Adam Schiff, the Intelligence Committee chairman, we know that this committee is filled with leaks. We know that. And pardon me for being repetitious, but these secret meetings, remember when the Republicans barged into the secret room? This is a secret. This is a secure facility. We can't let anybody. Almost every person that has testified within hours, sometimes within minutes after their testimony, mainstream media has what they talked about. So I don't blame the president for not telling Democratic leaders about the raid until it was over. Now, the big one is, but he told Putin, Nancy Pelosi, he told Putin and he didn't tell me. Well, we had to fly helicopters over what would normally be considered enemy territory controlled by Iraq, Syria, and in some places, Russian troops. Now, if America is going to fly military aircraft over airspace controlled by Russian military, I think it would be a pretty good idea to say, hey, guys, we're gonna fly some helicopters through. You better not shoot at any of us. You know, we just want you to know we're going to be flying through. Don't fire any shots at us. That is a part of wise military strategic plan. You don't fly over territory controlled by Syria or the Russians without telling them. But anyway, I just think it's entertaining to watch the feigned outrage and indignation, particularly from the Democrats that are holding all of these hearings in secrecy. All right. Oh, hey. I've got all kinds of stories, but first, I want to thank some people from last week who gave to the Bible League. Technically, our campaign is over. If you still want to give, you can for at least, I know today, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Easy to remember, 800-YES-WORD. We have doubled our goal. We are, with a matching grant, we're about $600 away from $20,000 for Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And I just want to thank Brent in Johnstown, who called on Friday, Davey in Blacklick, who called on Friday, Goldie in Circleville, who called on Friday, and Deborah in Dublin, who called on Friday. So on Friday, let me make sure I got, yeah, Brent, Davey, Goldie, and Deborah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. And then on Friday, Rob in Dublin and Deborah in Dublin went online at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and clicked on the Bible League banner, which I think it's still there, but I think it disappears tonight, the Bible League banner. So if you want to go online, it's either today or tomorrow. I think it's tonight. If you want to go online and give online, you need to do that immediately. TheWordColumbus.com, click on the Bible League banner. But anyway, I just want to thank, we had an unbelievable outpouring of gifts for the persecuted church. We talked about it at staff meeting this morning. And what we talked about at staff meeting is not the dollars. We talked about the Bibles. We talked about the people that are going to be impacted. And it's been my extreme privilege to travel all over the world with the Bible League. And I have seen in either 9 or 10 different countries, people receive these Bibles. I wish you could see it, folks. I wish you could see when these precious people receive the very first Bible they have ever had in their life. It's unbelievable. And my estimation is somewhere around between 180,000 to 200,000 people are going to be impacted through these Bibles. Somewhere between 180 and 200,000 are going to be impacted. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Campaign's officially over, but you still could give if you want. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Well, it has happened again. Headline. Male runner wins NCAA conference's female athlete of the week. What are these people thinking? What are they thinking? Let me read the story. Earlier this week, the Big Sky Conference named a male runner as the female cross-country athlete of the week. June Eastwood, who just a year ago was Jonathan Eastwood, you with me? June Eastwood, who just a year ago was Jonathan Eastwood, previously competed on the men's team but joined the women's cross-country team at the University of Montana this fall. By joining the women's team and competing under the name June, he became the first transgender athlete to compete on an NCAA Division I women's running team. Now, what was the result? Broke every record imaginable. He had been a competitive runner on the men's team, never placed first, never set a record until he began competing against the women. Quote, Eastwood, who had been a competitive runner on the men's squad for 3 years, stopped competing for about a year and a half before emerging this fall for what, in a YouTube interview, Eastwood called the storm. Eastwood is aware of criticism that surrounds the issue of transgender athletes on women's teams, but said, quote, I didn't want to give up doing what I love just because of who I am. Now, the rest of the story outlines his times in the different events. He is going to break every women's collegiate record for that part of the world. Here is a young man who did okay in men's track, never came in first, never set a record. If he continues to run as he is now, he is going to shatter the women's records in the Big Sky Conference. And because of that, the Big Sky Athletic Conference has named him Female Athlete of the Week. Now, what's that going to do to the young women who have spent their entire life to this point preparing for these track events? And what about the young women? What about the young women whose records are going to be broken by a man. Sooner or later, hopefully there's going to be a huge backlash against this. You can only hope. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Quick break, and we'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. And we'll go right to the phones. And I've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're up on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Hey, Bob, the comment that Trump made yesterday and that you reiterated and agreed with, that he refused to allow top Democrats to know about the special ops operation, is totally asinine. I mean, I understand what you guys are saying.
Wait. Charles, do not use "you guys." That's deeply offensive to me, okay? Don't do that. Thank you.
That, go ahead on, Bob. When I say you guys, I am not disparaging your independence.
Charles,
you are part
I'm asking you to refrain from saying that. I'm asking
Bob,
you kindly.
Bob,
okay?
Bob, I just told you, when I say you guys, I'm not
Charles,
disparaging your independence.
I am asking you to refrain.
I'm not going to argue with you on that. Let me go ahead on. Let me finish.
All right. Charles... Charles, if you are willing to abide by that, yes, go right ahead, please.
Let me finish. Thank you. Now, understand what you guys are saying.
I asked you not to say that. You're gone. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. So no matter how hard I try to be fair, balanced, and kind and gracious, sometimes they're just... Some people, you can't do it. You try. You honestly try, but you can't do it. All right. Let's move on to Carl in Gahanna. Hey, Carl. You're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, my pleasure. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a comment about this transgender thing. You know, they don't seem to realize that having men compete with women is just unsporting, just in general, just prima facie. You know, I mean, that's why they have different leagues and different divisions and different ages. And, you know, I mean, they're missing the whole point of sports by doing that.
Well, they are, but here's, you know, I keep asking the question, where are the feminists? Where are the women standing up for women who are being discriminated against? But, you know, the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. The feminists have been telling us for years, we want equality, we want to be treated just like men, there is no difference between men and women. They have been telling us that for years. It is discriminatory to say that men and women are different. And so now... They are now reaping what they have sown, and they are learning how ludicrous it is to try to pretend that men and women are not different. And difference does not mean superior or inferior. That's not what it is. Okay to be different, and that doesn't mean that one is inferior or superior to another. But men and women are different in every imaginable way. They are different.
Yeah, well, maybe they're too proud to confess that they're just off base here, you know. You just can't compare left-handed to right-handed, you know. It's like men and women. There's differences in the way God created things, and it's not a matter, like you're saying, it's not a matter whether they're equal or not equal. There's left-hand, you can't say your left hand is equal to your right hand. I mean, they're just different.
They're different, yeah. Well, you're right. They are unwilling to change the narrative that they have been spouting for years. You know, there is no difference. There is no difference. There is no difference. We want equality. We want equality. We want to be treated exactly the same. Well, that's what's happening in athletics. And because of that, women are going to be the losers every single time. They are going to be the losers. Men are physically stronger than women. That is a fact.
Yeah, but you know, also they say that women use both sides of the brain when they think, and men only use one side of the brain.
Well, that may be true. That may be true, you know. And I believe that women are far superior to men in many ways. I think that their intuition, you know, we talk about women's intuition. I think that for the most part, my wife is far superior to me in judging character and judging people. When I was pastoring, and we had a church large enough that we were hiring and firing staff, and I think on three different occasions, I hired someone, and my wife said, I would think twice, and she didn't have a hissy fit or anything like that. She just said, I think you're making a mistake. And of course, I was the man. And so I went ahead and hired him anyway and suffered the consequences. I did. It was terrible.
They can do that. Well, they can do that for you.
I made a couple of really, really, really bad decisions on hiring staff. I did. Made some good decisions. But anyway.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on. I better get going.
All right, Carl, me too. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And may I just reiterate, honestly, I love to get calls from people who disagree with me. I love it. I enjoy it. It keeps me sharp. I want it. I desire it. I wish we had more people who disagree with me to call. But there are some standards we have to have about carrying on a conversation, and treating each other with mutual respect is one of those. And it is my program, and yes, I can establish the rules. I think they're reasonable, but they're rules.